Focusing on the Picture by Susan Povinelli. Susan Povinelli lives in Falls Church, Virginia, and is a leader in the National Federation of the Blind of Virginia. She puts her Federation philosophy to work every day and is not afraid to tackle unlikely tasks. In Focusing on the Picture, she tells the engaging story of her experiences as a photography teacher. Here is what she has to say. As blind individuals, we don't pay much attention to the role photographs have in our lives. Most of us who can't see the pictures really can't appreciate them. Our images of loved ones and special places are formed by our other senses. A smell of angel food cake baking may bring up a vision of our grandmother baking in her kitchen. A seagull crying takes us back to pleasant walks along the beach, and the cool, wet sensation of cold, fluffy snowflakes lightly falling on your face reminds you of the thrill of sledding down a long, steep hill during a snowstorm. Because the sighted world treasures memories through visual images, it is extremely important for us to share and document our experiences through photographs. So when my children's 4-H club needed a leader for its photography project, I volunteered. I can still remember telling my sister that I was going to teach photography this year. She started laughing. The image of a blind person evaluating and describing the merits of a beautiful photograph seemed comical to her. She said, "You'll be so helpful in selecting a good picture." I knew she was giving me a hard time, but I also knew she had a point. How could a blind person determine if a photograph had good composition or what would be an interesting subject to photograph? Would the parents of these children have enough confidence to send their kids to my class, or would the old stereotype of blindness keep them away? These were the challenges I had to overcome to make the class a success. But I am creative and have integrated two great philosophies, which have governed my life. The first is the National Federation of the Blind's, NFB, positive philosophy about blindness. This philosophy states that blind individuals can lead successful and productive lives by obtaining a positive attitude about blindness and learning proper alternative techniques. The second is the 4-H philosophy to make the best better. This philosophy encourages youth to improve their lives through learning life skills, such as leadership, public speaking, and home economics by hands-on experiences. I diligently proceeded. I reminded myself that my main function was to be an advisor to the children. They were responsible to accomplish 80% of the work themselves. All I had to do was prepare the lesson plans, collect all the materials needed, tripods, paper goods, and items to be photographed, and present the exercise. The children would do the rest. So I designed my class with this in mind. I use a computer system sometimes called a reading machine. Using a scanner, I can convert print pages into electronic text and store the text in my computer. Once the text is in the computer, I can use special programs that convert what a sighted person sees on the screen to spoken words. Using this system, I can create either print or braille documents. Using these tools, developing the project was fairly simple and straightforward. The Extension office had already developed the curriculum. I scanned and read several lesson booklets. Then I selected the material I wanted to use and prepared print handouts for the children and braille copies for me to use for giving instructions during the class. When the room needed to be set up to determine flash range, I handed the children the masking tape and my talking tape measure, and they marked the distance on the floor. I could have easily done it myself, but the children needed to learn to measure and get the feel of distance. I then showed a few children how to set up tripods. Then, from there on, they were responsible for setting up their own tripods. We were ready for the exercise. As in most project meetings, there are plenty of parents willing to help. So when kids had trouble loading film in their cameras, another parent would help. When it came time to describe good composition to the children, I stood up in front of the group and explained the four principles of good composition. Interesting details. Place the subject off-center in the photograph. Have only a few subjects in the photo and reduce background clutter. And finally, choose interesting subjects. Before we started photographing, I had the children brainstorm on interesting subjects they might like to photograph. I handed all the children 3 post-it notes and asked them to write 1 subject on each post-it note. Then the child would get up and place it on a large piece of paper mounted on the wall. I asked for a volunteer to read the list. Each child would take turns reading the assignment or the handouts. Thus, while drawing each child into the process, I was able to obtain the needed information to conduct the class. One of the major objectives of this course was for the children to learn how to evaluate photographs for good composition. The children evaluated each other's photographs, and then they would identify one aspect that needed to be improved. As a group, we would provide suggestions on how to take a better picture. If they wanted my opinion regarding their photograph, they would describe the photo and its problem. Then I could recommend some technique to try. Then the owner of the photo would try taking the picture again, using some of the suggestions, and determine if the picture was improved, thus gaining technical knowledge by comparing the two pictures and determining which technique provided the desired effect. I have to admit, an onlooker might have thought I had lost total control of the class and things were in utter chaos. Here is the scene. Children spread around the parking lot, shooting pictures everywhere. One group is taking pictures of the building, while others are photographing trees. It is noisy, as each group is photographing its subject. At another time, when they are learning to take group photos, kids are yelling suggestions at the photographer on how people should be posed in a group photo. Meanwhile, I am standing talking to another parent. A child comes up and asks for clarification on the exercise. I check my Braille notes and tell her. It is purposeful, organized chaos, and great fun. I can say it has been a lovely learning experience for us all. I have gained a deeper appreciation for the difficulty of taking great pictures. The children and their parents have learned that blind people are capable of accomplishing a task that is considered too visual for a blind person to do. These kids can now look through their viewfinders at blind people and focus their attention on our successful and ordinary lives, and not the negative aspects of blindness.